without any consideration of one's own happiness. That is Braja Bhakti. That is Braja Life, Braja Bhakti.
And by doing that type of cultivation of that bhav, you can cultivate that bhav anywhere in the world. But by cultivating that bhav in Braja, you get 1,000 times the result of cultivating that bhav. And make yourself, what the fuck, jaldi fit for going back home, back to Godhead, entering into Krishna's leelas, where he can enjoy you the most in a spiritual body with which you can experience and give expression to for his pleasure, reciprocation with Krishna and his eternal associates on the basis of advanced Mahabha. So it's not a light thing. It's not a small thing. This is my mercy on you. That you do that work. You go to Govardhan. Somehow or other, spend the rest of Karti, even if you miss Indra's Kirtans, for what that's worth. Go to Govardhan. Sometimes come here. But live in Govardhan. Worship your Govardhan Shila at Govardhan. After your Govardhan Shila worship is done, then you come here and do Kirtan with me. Then go back to Govardhan and do your worship for the next day. Whatever austerity is required. Then there's no impropriety in your worship. Then you rectify your guru problems and all these things. And then you can take your Giriraj anywhere if you must leave Vrindavan for doing the para upakara service for the benefit of others anywhere else in the world. But always remember that the para upakara service done in Vrindavan yields 1,000 times the result, both for the benefactor and the beneficiary. So there's no harm in living in Vrindavan for the rest of your life. That's what I'm doing. Most devotees don't understand that, especially those who have been brainwashed by misconceived notions about the thing due to the manager's attachments to their men and money and all this kind of bullshit that passes with Krishna consciousness. Of course they don't understand what I'm doing. But I'm doing for the benefit of others. I'm not living in Vrindavan for my personal benefit. I may not be very good at trying to benefit others, but that's the intention. My heart is in that place. Otherwise, why would we bother to go through whatever austerities we make to make the recordings and stuff like that to try to help others to remember Vrindavan, to help others to feel connected with Vrindavan, to help them get into the mood, even though for whatever circumstance or reasons, they can't come to Vrindavan. But at least it reminds them that there is a Vrindavan. Vrindavan mellows. That's why we call it Vrindavan mellows. Prayers to the dust of Braja. Braja Vilas. Why do we call it? Just so that they remember that this is Braja, 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 Vrindavan. And they understand what is the goal. The goal of our whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya Siddhanta is to attain the realm of Braja. Kripa Kori Koro Kori Vrindavana Vasi. E Nive Dhanandara Sakhyana Vrata Kori. Seva Adi Kora Diye Koro Nidha Dasi. But how to get that Seva Adi Kora Vrindavan? Why do you think that Krishna and his intimate devotees manifest Vrindavan on this earth planet? And this earth planet is the only planet in this entire Brahmanda which has Vrindavan on it. And we're not going to take advantage of this highest, most powerful facility for advancing in Krishna consciousness in this lifetime? You don't know when you're going to get another human life. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You may be whisked away to some other planet and you won't have the opportunity to take advantage of life in Vrindavan. I'm serious. I have all good wishes for you. Not that because I'm chiseling away at your sentimentality and all these things. It's good that you have attachment for Govardhan Hill, but you should do things in such a way that there's no offense. That there's no impropriety. And don't delay. Do it today. Go to Govardhan. And set up camp there. And do your Govardhan Puja there. Begging for Giriraj's mercy that your guru problems are all solved as soon as possible. Govardhan is very powerful. It's higher than living in Vrindavan. We're living in Vrindavan. But if you live in Govardhan, that's even higher than living in Vrindavan. So, kicking you upstairs, rascal. Do non-japa, do non-kirtan. Study the scriptures. Go deep. Don't just float around on the sentimental platform. Not good enough. You have to know what you're doing. Scientific. Then you can actually progressively attain the desired effect. Otherwise, it's risky business. And then when the root problems are solved and all these things, then come back and join the 24-hour care fund and let it rip for the benefit of others. This Vrindavan Yatra, the Prabhupada Krishna Balaram Mandir, this is the best place to preach Krishna consciousness to the whole of India. It's the best preaching to the world. The question is recognizing it for what it is and actually getting the job done. But getting the job done means empowered, please. Without becoming empowered, you're not going to be able to accomplish much, even in Vrindavan. You'll accomplish more as an unempowered so-called preacher in Vrindavan than as an unempowered so-called preacher anywhere else in the world. That's for sure. And even if you just somehow remind someone of Krishna, even though you're fool number one, if they accept good advice from a fool, then you've done something. You get some benefit from that. There's a story of a thief who was running from the police. You know this story? He was running from the police and was in the very, very early morning. Hardly anybody was awake. There was no one on the road. He was running down the road, trying to get away from the police. And happened to be one man was on the road, and that man tried to stop the thief to ask him, and he quickly tried to ask him, where is the Bhagavad Prabhupada going on? And the thief, just to get him off of his back so that he could continue his escape, just said, even without knowing what he was talking about, but he just said, ah, it's over that way, and kept running. But there was no one else to ask. So the man thought, well, maybe he knows what he's talking about. So he went over that direction. And sure enough, he didn't find the Bhagavad Sutta, but there was a Shuddha Bhakta preaching his Bhagavatam class in a temple. Happened to be over that direction. And he came and sat down, and he listened. And he became so impressed by the preachings of that pure devotee that he accepted initiation with that devotee. And he went back home back to Godhead. Then when the thief died, the Yamadutas came and snatched him because he was such a sinful man. Yamadutas came and snatched him and dragged him to Yamaraj. And then Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, who was the scribe, secretary, this, what wrong he has done. So then they say, you know, come on, Yamaraj. He's done so many heinous sinful activities that you wouldn't be able to hear the end of it for a week. So then Yamaraj says, well, did he do any good thing? No, he didn't. Wait a minute, maybe. Here's this one thing that maybe he did good. And Yamaraj said, yes, what is that? And he says, well, he directed one good man to the Bhagavat Prabhashan. And then Yamaraj came to understand that that man, who was directed by him to the Bhagavat Prabhashan, that he was delivered by the mercy of the pure devotee, that he was directed to take shelter of, back home, back to Godhead. So then immediately, Yamaraj says that he doesn't belong here. He's the guru. He's the Pratapadarshan guru of this man who's gone back home, back to Godhead. He should immediately be delivered back home, back to Godhead. So then the man was sent to Vaikuntha by Yamaraj because he had even unknowingly acted as the guru of someone who came in contact with the pure devotee. So in this way, even bungling bhaktas like us, there are chances that somewhere along the line we might instruct somebody who actually becomes serious, more serious than us, and goes back home, back to Godhead. That will be our saving grace. There are chances. But it's better for us to actually become qualified and empowered by actually convincing Krishna that he should bless us with the Chudanam Bhajan, by which our words actually have Shakti, the power of Krishna's undergoing Shakti. Then we can actually act as viable instruments in the hands of the Acharyas in a real way for spreading love of God. This is what the movement is supposed to be all about, is what you as a constituent of the movement is supposed to be all about. You understand my point? Well, this is the greatest facility. Don't throw it away. Your human life is very short. every year that you spend here is worth 12 lifetimes of devotional service anywhere else in the world. And you want to throw it away instead of recognizing the golden opportunity. Golden means God has mercy. Radha, golden. Satya Kanchana Golden. The golden opportunity. Mercy manifestation of Srimati Radha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan Yogi, and Brajana for the benefit of others. You know, so why not do it? And then when the problem is resolved, then if you feel so inspired, come back, you know, talk to the Jiva Joya for the benefit of others. As a member of the 24 hours. Doesn't mean that you can't do Jiva Joya. Well, you try to do Jiva Joya for the benefit of others. Be bold. Start a 24 hour kirtan morning. You see how difficult it is. Jiva 24 hour kirtan morning for 20 years for the benefit of others. Beyond the comfort zone. Do you have any place you can stay? How to go over down? Do you know anywhere? No. At Govardhana Hill.
In the Manasi Ganga.
Yeah, that's what. Manasi Ganga. That's also Govardhana. Yeah, very good. Do it. Just don't get mixed up and confused by hearing too many other philosophies. Because different people have so many different angles of vision. Stick to the principles of Srila Prabhupada and be real. Offer the results of your worship of Govardhana to your guru. Offer the results of your Ekadasi Vrata to your guru. It's mentioned in Ekadasi Vrata, the same point. That if someone does Ekadasi Vrata for himself, automatically his guru gets 50% of the result. That means he gets one half of an Ekadasi Vrata. And the performer gets one half of the Ekadasi. But if someone performs the Ekadasi and willfully, conscientiously offers the result of his Ekadasi Vrat to his guru, then both the performer of the Vrat and the guru get 100 times the result of an Ekadasi Vrat. So you should always think in those terms. That's the value of doing things for the benefit of others. I mean, not only does the person get benefited, like the guru is getting 100 times the result because it's conscientiously done for him. He only gets one half of a result, one half of one result, but he gets 100 results when it's conscientious. And the disciple gets only one half of the result of his Ekadasi Vrata when we're doing it for our own spiritual strength. If you do it and offer the result to your guru, he gets 100 times, he gets the result of 100 Ekadasi Vrata, and you get the result of 100 Ekadasi Vrata. Therefore, you should always do everything, whether it's Ekadasi, whether it's preaching, whatever it may be. You should do that for the benefit of your guru, for the pleasure of your guru. And I'm doing this for him, and I offer the results, whatever results are there, are for him. Even if it's doing activities for the benefit of others, just like if I preach for the benefit of others and then offer the result. In Vrindavan, you preach for the benefit of others. The others get 1,000 times the benefit. You get 1,000 times the benefit. Just by doing that, your guru gets 500 times the benefit. You get 500. You get 50%. You get 50%. By doing it for the benefit of others. But if you offer to the guru conscientiously the results of your preaching for the benefit of others, then he gets 500,000 times the benefit, and you get 500,000 times the benefit. In that way, we should understand the magnitude of the result of acting for the benefit of others and conscientiously offering the result of acting for the benefit of others to your group. Because the principle of acting for others' benefit is far superior than the principle of only considering your own well-being. Okay? And Govardhana will be pleased with you.